afternoon, everyone, and happy Friday. It's Steve here with your market close report for Friday, the 14th of April. Now, I hope you've had a great holiday shortened week because it was a cracker for the Australian share market. In fact, the ASX 200 today rose by 37 points or 0.5%, finishing at 7,361. That means we are very close to getting to a two-month high. We're up 2% this week. We've had 11 gains in 13 days, and we now have extended this winning streak to a third consecutive week. So things are looking pretty good. One of the main reasons why markets managed to lift today was the US market, which rose between 1% and 2% last night. So in the past 48 hours, we've had updates on business and consumer inflation in the US, which at the headline level were both better than expected. So business inflation last night recorded its biggest fall in 3 years in March, and consumer prices yesterday came in at the lowest levels in close to 2 years. So that had markets excited somewhat in the United States that they're getting closer perhaps to the end of these nasty rate hikes. Now, as far as what we saw on our share market today, almost all sectors were higher. The only losers, healthcare and property, they're only down 0.25%. Gains that were modest of around 0.5% for the rest of the market, but the two best, the financials and the materials, which just happen to be our two largest sectors. If we look at the best or some of the best performing stocks on our market today, the standout really were gold mining companies. They dominated the winners list. Silver Lake Resources, top of the bunch there, lifting about 6%. And that's because the price of gold is very close to a record high. IGO, another standout, lifting 5.3%. It's a nickel miner that secured some land in WA for its proposed battery material facility, so a step closer there. And National Bank, the best of the majors, up 1.2%. Corporate Travel Management, which paid out a dividend today with a group of other companies like QBE, Cochlear and Super Retail Group, up to today, but was the best performer of the week. And the reason for that is it secured a significant contract with the UK government, and that pushed its shares up 12% yesterday. There were still quite a few losers on our market. The worst of the day and week was Karoon Energy, which fell 5.5%, and that's because it thinks it's going to produce less oil and at a higher cost this year because it's having some issues with a key project in Brazil. The Bank of Queensland, down about 1%. It's going to release officially its profit results next Thursday for the half, but today it flagged some of the key numbers, so lower profits and also a lower dividend. The Lottery Corp was down about 3%. A major broker today essentially lowered its expectations for the stock in 12 months. Now, the Lottery Corp has jumped 30% in a year, but the number of jackpots which are necessary for boosting its profits have been a little light. And New Hope, the coal miner, down 1.7%. It is ex-dividend on Monday, though, for its third biggest dividend in 20 years. Now, as far as our currencies are concerned, the Aussie actually weakened today, at least against the US, the sterling, the yen, the Kiwi, and also the euro. But about a day ago, it was significantly weaker. So we have seen a bit of an improvement in the Aussie against the US, partly because of those better than expected US inflation numbers. Now, as far as what you can expect in coming sessions, tonight, the start of the US profit reporting season. We're going to get some really big names out with their earnings in America. JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and BlackRock. And considering we had a few US banks failing and collapsing last year, these banks might just reassure investors that everything is hunky-dory at the moment. On that note, everyone, have a fantastic weekend, and we'll do this again next week.